Welcome to today's Rentschkat Village of Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. On today's program, we're joined by registered nurse at Pella Regional Health Center, Patrice Langenfeld. She's here to talk about flu vaccines and some of the common misconceptions and why you should get one now. And it is getting cold outside, which can mean many things. But one of those things, of course, is that flu season is here. We've had flu shots available for the better part of 2 months now. But obviously, flu is one of the more common diseases that people encounter throughout their lives, whether from the very small flu that they can have to something that could be more severe. What is the flu? Because there's many different strains of it, and there are many different ways that can and it really can attack people's immune system.
Correct. And I think there's been a real misunderstanding of what the flu is. First of all, it's really called influenza, and it's upper respiratory. It is not your gastrointestinal. It has nothing to do with vomiting and diarrhea. And lots of people think that that's what it is, and it absolutely is not. It's influenza, and it's caused by a virus. Each year, the CDC or the Center for Disease Control does studies to see which are going to be the more prevalent viruses. And so they identify, and certainly there can be others that come in, but that's what then they mix up the flu vaccine. Here at Pella Regional, we have the quadrivalent, which is identifies four viruses, and that is for children to 6 months to 65. And then we have a flu mist, which is for two-year-olds through 49-year-olds, and pregnant women cannot have that. And then we have a high dose, which is a trivalent. It only is for three viruses, and that is what we give to people who are 65 years and older.
And then what is the importance of getting your flu shot now? Because it seems like when the weather is the coldest, that's when it's most prevalent, and we're right on the heels of December into January, really.
Correct. The flu season is really quite unpredictable, and it can vary from season to season, but most commonly it peaks during December through February, and that's why it's really important to get it early October, and therefore it takes about 2 weeks for your immune system to kick in. So if you got it today, you could still be susceptible to getting the influenza. And so the sooner you get that vaccine, the better off. Children, they're now saying 2 to 8 years of age who can get the flu vaccine, the mist, they have in some studies seen that that is better than the shot. 6 months of age, have to have a shot, to 2 years of age, they have to have the shot.
What are some of those common misconceptions of the flu shot? Because there's a lot of people that have heard a lot of myths, so they frankly won't go get it because of fear or because of things that have been that have never been clarified to them before.
The influenza vaccine has side effects just like anything that we take in our body, but some people think that it will cause the influenza. It absolutely cannot. The shot itself is it's not a live virus. The mist is an attenuated virus, so which means it's in a very weakened form, so it's very difficult for you to ever give it to anybody. But the symptoms, you can have soreness where the shot was given, achiness in the arm. You can have some of the influenza-like symptoms like hoarseness, itchy eyes, runny nose. And if you do, they're going to last maybe 1 to 2 days. Some people can react violently. That's always a possibility with anything that you would have a reaction. But the good outweighs the bad, and if you would have a severe reaction, you certainly would want to let us know, let your doctor know.
What are some of the things that people can do outside of the flu vaccine to help prevent contracting the disease and really just staying healthy this winter season?
As I give the influenza vaccine to people, I say, don't just think this is going to take care of everything. Again, you need to wash your hands diligently. You need to stay home if you are not feeling well. You need your rest. You need to eat well, have a good diet. And as you cough into your sleeve, not into your hands, and just be mindful. I think that's one of the things in today's world. We are so stressed to get to work, not miss work. We've got children who are sick, but really it is so important to take care of yourselves. And if you think you're sick, stay home. And I did want to just mention some of the calls we get. People think that they aren't going to get the common cold if they have the influenza shot. They're separate viruses. And some of the symptoms are the same, but with the cold, the common cold, you're generally not going to have much of a fever. You're not going to have the aches and pains that you do with the influenza. You're not going to have the extreme exhaustion. The cold symptoms are going to last 7 to 10 days, and they can be treated most of the time with over-the-counter medications. The influenza, again, you're going to have coughing, fever, aches and pains, you're going to feel really sick. And so there are separations, and one doesn't take care of the other. And the common cold can lead to something worse, just like the influenza can.
That concludes today's Rentschkat Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living. More of today's news and local information is next on KNIA KRLS.